thank you, everybody, for taking the time out to listen to me once again. This is Real Talk with Tim, and I'm back with another episode. Shout out to everybody who been showing me love on my podcast. I really appreciate that. Now, if you have Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeartRadio, please make sure you go look me up on all four platforms to keep up with the content. Also, make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim and Twitter at RTWT Podcast to keep up with the content as well. Also, please make sure that y'all are going to my online store. Yes, my online store is now open. You can go purchase some merchandise from the Real Talk with Tim podcast. All you have to do is go to realtalkwithtim.myshopify.com. If you follow me on Instagram, you can click on the link in my bio and you can just go from there. Now, today's episode is titled The Abortion and Child Support Talk. Now, first, let me just say I thought long and hard about making an episode like this because I do realize that this is a very sensitive subject to a lot of people, and a lot of people have a lot of different opinions, a lot of good views and a lot of bad views when it comes to this stuff. And I know a lot of podcasts has made episodes and stuff like that about child support. Some made episodes about abortion, some didn't make episodes about abortion. I don't believe a lot of people have made episodes about abortion, right? But I do know that a lot of people made a lot of episodes about child support, and I don't think I ever made one about child support, but I am going to speak on child support and abortion for the first time ever this season. So for those of you who are just tuning in to season 5, I hope y'all are enjoying the ride. You know, I love dropping content for y'all. I tell y'all this all the time. I thank y'all all the time. Y'all already know what time it is with me. But let me just go ahead and get into today's topic. Now, I always sit and ask myself a bunch of questions when it comes to certain topics. Now, the first thing that I did ask myself when it comes to abortion, right? I asked myself, is it wrong? Is it wrong to not be against abortions? I'm trying to be careful what I say because you know, I really don't want to sound harsh. I really don't want people to think that I'm purposely trying to be harsh. But I don't like the idea of an abortion. I don't like the idea of it because of obviously what it does, right? But the only thing that I would say that I understand is the reason why someone would want to get one. That's the only thing that I understand, because there are a lot of, unfortunately, there are a lot of rape victims out there that become pregnant afterwards. Now, a lot of people are not strong enough. A lot of people are not strong enough to continue to go through the pregnancy and keep the baby. So they may have to make a rash decision and to get an abortion. Now, like I said, the idea of the abortion is completely wrong because we know what it does. But I have always been a firm believer of, you know, and it sounds wrong because I obviously don't carry a baby. So, you know, I mean, who am I to really say what's right or what's wrong? I know that's what a lot of people saying, but this is just my opinion. You know, I'm a firm believer of someone making the hard decision that they know they have to make, even though they don't like it. Now, I myself have been in a situation or two where that had to be done. But I'm not going to go into details about that. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that will come up in another story, another episode or something like that. But I do know that decisions have to be made. And the one thing that I will never understand is why people get mad at other people. Well, let me not say people. Why do women get mad at other women for getting an abortion? Now, of course, I get it. Babies are a blessing. Babies are blessings from God. You know, God wouldn't allow you to be able to have a baby if the baby wasn't supposed to be here and all that other stuff. I get it. I mean, I'm not here to say, now let me just stress this, y'all. I'm not saying abortion is right. I just don't want that to be misunderstood. I'm not saying abortion is right. The only thing that I'm saying is when women do make the decision to get it, whatever the reasoning is, I may understand. But that's not saying though that every reason is a good reason. I'm just saying, depending on the situation, I may get it. Now, one thing I will say is I am not in agreement with women who constantly get pregnant left and right and have abortions left and right. Now, that's just straight up ridiculous right there. I don't want to spend too much time on that subject. I don't want to spend too much time on the abortion subject. I just wanted to get that out the way because I had a conversation about this with somebody sometime recent, and I just felt like I wanted to get on here and talk about it and give my opinion about it, put it on record, because that's what we're here for, y'all. Now let's switch gears to child support. Now, am I against child support? Absolutely not. Now, I'm not against child support, but I am against how things get handled with the child support. Did y'all know that child support specifically means court order payments typically made by a non-custodial or divorced parent to support one's minor child or children? Did y'all know that it means exactly that? Now, let me just say one thing. I don't want to ruffle no feathers, okay? Let me just say that I don't want no beef with no mothers out here that's listening to this channel that's getting child support or that's not getting child support. This is simply my opinion. As I stress on all of my episodes, I don't want to ruffle no feathers. It's an opinion. It don't mean that it's right. It don't mean that it's wrong. This is just how I feel. That's what we're here for. This is what my platform is for. Now, I do not agree with me paying my child's mother child support, right? I do not agree with me giving my child's mother child support and they make it stretch between my child and other kids that they may have. Now, if you do want more money or you want some more help, or not necessarily me giving you more money, but if you want me to get something specific for my child, tell me please. If my child needs shoes, pants, and shirts, if she needs a season full of clothes, please tell me. Because you know what we can do? We can go right down the middle and we can get her clothes, or get her or his clothes, or you could ask me, can I get it, and you worry about your other kids. Because I just prefer for the communication to be there. I don't like when mothers or fathers, whoever is receiving the child support, I don't like when either one is being sneaky with the money. Now, I do not mean paying your bills with it, because let's be real, I get it, and it took me a while to get it. When you get the child support from me and you pay a light bill or you pay for some groceries and stuff like that, I get it. It's going to my child. The lights support my child. The food is for my child and your household, right? Now, follow me. All of that is good. I'm not against giving you support when it involves my child. But if you are trying to use my child support as another source of income to benefit something else or someone else, then that's not cool if you're trying to do it like without communicating. And when I say communicate, I mean just what I said earlier. Please tell me if you need some more help with something. Because by you not telling me that and you just doing what you're doing, that's wrong. You know, because I have witnessed with my own two eyes and heard with my own two ears mothers handle child support situations immaturely. I'm telling you, like, I've seen mothers like I don't like when mothers now. Okay, hold on. First of all, let me just say this, y'all. Let me just say this. I hope I ain't ruffling no feathers, because, and the only reason I keep saying mothers is because 9 times out of 10, it's the mother that's the custodial parent. Okay. And it's not likely that you hear a father that's receiving child support. Now, I just wanted to say that. Please don't get on me, y'all. I'm so open to hearing feedback on this episode. I'm telling you, I'm so open to hearing it. But like I said, let's go back to what I was saying, though. So I have seen things get handled immaturely, right? Now, I have seen mothers receive child support from the fathers, and every single time they see the father making more money or purchase a new home or purchase a new car or let me see what else, or see that you got a new job, I've seen mothers just go straight to the courthouse. Not physically seen it, but I've heard it and, you know, heard about it and stuff, heard stories. But I have heard of mothers going straight to the courthouse, telling the judge or telling the courts, he got more money, he got this, he ain't giving me more, da, 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 da. Just being ratchet. Like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. Why does it have to go that route? If you do see that your child father is making more money or he's progressing in life, like, you don't have to go that route. All it takes is a phone call, text message, say, hey, you know, congratulations on, I mean, y'all don't have to say congratulations, I'm just talking, you know, but hey, you know what I'm saying, congratulations on a new place, or congratulations on a new job, congratulations on this, blah, 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 but so-and-so needs some shoes, because they are growing out of their shoes, their shoes are getting tight, da, da, da. Now, the father's response should be, okay, cool, I'll go get them some shoes. Do they need a pair, two pair, what? If, you know, say however many pair they need, and then you go get it. Like, I honestly don't see no reason for, like, because I, correct me if I'm wrong, but is this really how it's supposed to go? Now, if anybody who has any type of knowledge, like, legit knowledge on child support and shit like that. Now, isn't it supposed to be like, all right, if me and you have a child together, I have a job, I have my job to support me and our child, you have a job that supports you and your child, right? Now, regardless of who the child live with, right, aren't you supposed to just tell me what the child needs and I'm supposed to get it? And like, instead of me giving you a check or giving you, or, you know, cash apping you, zelling you, whatever it is out there, isn't it supposed to be like, hey, your child need this, boom, I'll go get it, and here it is. Like, whenever they need something else, just tell me, or I'll just get it, you know, get it on my own. Or if I see that they need something, I'll get it. Like, I'm assuming that's how it's supposed to be. If we got 3 kids together, instead of me giving you a check or giving you some money, you know what I'm saying, how about I just go get it myself? I mean, that should be simple, right? Because I really feel like there are a lot of people who abuse the system when it comes to child support, because you got women out here that get between $400 to $600 a month from their child's father for the kids, but you got women who put that on their car notes. Or pay their phone bills with that. Or they just paid you know, some of the bills with it. But guess what happens when you doing that, though? That money's benefiting the child, because you're keeping your car, you're keeping your place, you're keeping food in the house. But what about when my kid actually needs the clothes, needs the shoes, needs the glasses if they wear them, or needs you know, some type of little, you know, phone fixed or whatever, you know. What happens when all of that stuff? Then you're going to be looking at me for more money because that wasn't enough. Whatever you doing with your check and your money is your problem. You know, you need to be managing your money right over there and worried about how you gonna take care of things with your income, just like I gotta do with my income, just as well as break some of my income and give it to you. Like, I work hard for my money, but guess what happens when I work hard out here for my money? I gotta break bread with you in hopes that you would actually use this bread for our kid. So there have been a lot of heated discussions about child support. And you know why the conversations become heated? Because, you know, it hits home for a lot of people. It hit home for a lot of people, and people get mad, and that's how shit get heated. You know, because some people not getting child support, and they would like child support. And some people know they dead ass wrong for mishandling the child support. So when they hear people talk about it, you know, it feel like somebody talking straight to them. I mean, I'm just saying, y'all. I mean, look. But like I said in the beginning, I'm definitely not against child support, as long as things are handled correctly. Okay. I don't want any enemies. Okay. I don't want them. I already know where this gonna go. But you know, like I said in the beginning with the whole abortion thing, you know, I know it be talked about and stuff like that. I just wanted to put my opinion on record. I know child support been talked about. I just wanted to put the whole child support opinion on record. And you know, and yeah, it is what it is. But listen, y'all. Now, if you follow me on Twitter or Instagram or wherever I said it at, you wouldn't. If you remember, I did say that there will be a lot of changes to the length of my episodes. Not every episode is going to be 30, 40, 50 minutes long this season. My availability is not the same as it once was. So, you know, it's a lot of changes. So I have to get in where I fit in with this season and, you know, give y'all content after content. Because what I definitely don't want to do is go off the grid and go missing, like, you know, just like that. Because I do know people enjoy listening to my podcast. And like I said, I really appreciate that. You know, that's why I thank y'all at the top of every episode. If you have been purchasing some of my merchandise, I want to thank you. And for those of you who haven't purchased any yet, please go to my Shopify link. Go to my online store. Make sure y'all go get some of that Real Talk with Tim merch. Support the channel. Support the podcast. All that good stuff. And I do want to thank y'all for listening to me talk about the abortion and child support talk. Hopefully I didn't ruffle no feathers. Hopefully I ain't make no enemies and all that good stuff. But y'all already know what it is. What's understood ain't got to be explained. Make sure y'all go follow me on Instagram at Real Talk with Tim, Twitter, RTWT Podcast. Make sure y'all go follow me on TikTok as well, Real Talk with Tim Podcast. And thank you for listening.